This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. After China, India, and the United States, Indonesia is the world's fourth largest country by population. There are about 240 million people living there, 80 million or so without electricity. And yet, somehow, a quarter of the population, including some of those without power, are on Facebook. The Indonesian economy has been growing over the past couple of decades, even as the country tries to find its economic footing. Elizabeth Pisani's new book about that country is called Indonesia, Etc. Elizabeth, good to have you with us.
It's a pleasure to be here.
Improbable nation. Why so?
Indonesia is probably the most diverse country on the planet. It's 17,000 islands at low tide. And it stretches the distance from Anchorage in Alaska to Washington, D.C., just about. 700 ethnic groups, 700 languages, a number of major religions. And somehow it's all been cobbled together into a country mostly as an accident of colonial cupidity, which is so often the case.
It's a great phrase, colonial cupidity. Talk to me for a second about the cities, Jakarta specifically. You don't much care for Jakarta of today, do you?
It's hard to care for Jakarta. And I have to say, I have had a soft spot for Jakarta over the years. So Jakarta is technically about 9 million people. There's no public transport to speak of. It floods every year in the rainy season. And these are things that you just sort of shrug at, but it's getting increasingly difficult to shrug at them as in the Indonesian economy is growing. There are all kinds of opportunities in the economy. People want to be part of the world economy, and yet you're still saddled with these inefficiencies.
There is, and you say this more than once in this book, there is no small amount of frustration and corruption and friction, we should probably say, in the Indonesian economy. I mean, there's a lot that doesn't get done there.
That's true. And the most important thing that doesn't get done is any kind of investment in infrastructure. And that is something that is crippling the economy, so that even if we had a more educated and industrious workforce, we would probably still not be able to use them effectively because of that underinvestment in infrastructure. And it's interesting the way that that interacts with politics. There's been a massive decentralization in Indonesia over the last 15 years. So it used to be very, very centralized. Yeah. All diktats came from Jakarta, the capital. Now there's been this explosive decentralization. So you've got 500 separate governments, each with an elected head, each with an elected parliament, making decisions about investment. And it's very difficult to get them to cobble together to have big infrastructural projects that are needed, because no one wants to invest their money in some other district's patch.
What is it, then, that holds that country together?
You'd think that having spent 25 years thinking about it, I would have a pat answer to that question, wouldn't you? I don't, but I think that there is this shared sense of community which has existed for a very long time. Indonesia is, geographically, it's a string of islands that run between the two great powerhouses of history, India and China. Mm. It's been the crossroads of world trade for a couple of millennia. And that means that all of the people in all of the islands are very open to strangers coming on passages through their islands. And there's a sense of fellowship in that trading community. The title of my book is Indonesia, Etc. And it comes from the two-line Declaration of Independence,
yeah,
which
I
reads
love that.
In its entirety, we the people declare the independence of the Republic of Indonesia. The transfer details of the transfer of power, etc., will be worked out as soon as possible.
Yeah.
And 70 years later, we're still working on that, etc. But I think that the thing that holds people together right now, more than anything, is inertia. that everyone's happy enough not to really need to change anything.
Elizabeth Pisani is an epidemiologist by training, a journalist in her former life. Her new book is called Indonesia, Etc., Exploring the Improbable Nation. Elizabeth, thanks very much for your time.
Thank you.